Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I am Kristen, and I am here with Neil Baker Psychic. Hi, Neil.
Hi.
You know what's interesting? Since we're doing these kind of testish episodes today, we are not we're appearing in our category as live, but on the live episodes, we're not appearing. We're not even appearing. If you go to live shows happening now, we're not even in the list.
Well, that's encouraging.
Yeah. So you would have to go to Spirituality to see us live. So I'm making a bunch of screenshots for the people at Blog Talk Radio to see that we're not appearing live. It's fantastic. These are not featured shows that are appearing at the top. And we are not appearing.
So nobody really knows we're here.
Well, they would have to go to the Spirituality section or our homepage, but
well,
this is so aggravating. In fact, I'm going to be sending another email.
So what length of show do we have today?
We have 45 minutes.
45 minutes.
Yeah.
To be waiting for a caller and so we should probably, since we are waiting,
yeah,
we should probably maybe talk a little bit about the third eye.
Why would we do that when we're talking, like, you know, this is going to go into an archive. I don't want the previous conversation to go into archive. If we're going to just sit and talk and go into an archive, we might as well do a show where we're dedicating it just to talking and nobody's listening. This, I don't want this part of the show to go in the archive. So if we talk about the third eye, then our conversation about what's not showing on Blog Talk Radio is going to be in the archive. I don't really want that.
What should we talk about?
Nothing, I guess. I don't know. I mean, the fact is we're not showing, and we're probably wasting our time doing a show. Not that talking is wasting our time, but, you know, it's very frustrating.
So it's a matter of if someone contacts us right now on the show.
Right. I mean, we can talk, but I'm not going to. The only thing that I could do is edit the show. I guess I could edit the show. I would have to do a little bit more work to do that. But why don't we do this? So we're at 4:07. Why don't I start again? And I can edit out the beginning of the show and start new. So let me blah, 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 blah. Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with Neil, psychic and author, and we are doing kind of a spontaneous show today on Saturday. Probably a lot of people are out and about, not sitting on the radio waiting for a psychic reading. That's what they do during the workday. When they're supposed to be working, they call in for readings, but not in their leisure time. Anyway, want to let everybody know how to get in touch with us, how to follow us. It's really easy to follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, and you probably do need to do so if you want to see our show broadcasting live, because if you don't, it looks like we're not showing on the site. So you will get notifications from us when we do shows by email or by Twitter. And that Twitter account is also something you can join us on. That is Neil Baker Psychic on Twitter. And there's the Neil Baker Psychic fan page, as well as our Neil Kristen Baker Facebook page, whereby you can add us as friends. we would like you to do that because we definitely want our show to be heard. But, Neil, since we don't have any callers, you want to do a little bit of chatting about the third eye today?
Yeah, we could do a little chatting about the third eye today.
I better stop clicking then because that is being heard. Okay, I'm stopping.
The third eye today, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, since it does capture, the third eye does capture space-time concepts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first thing you have to conceptualize when you're dealing with the third eye. You have to recognize the nature of space-time mirror that essentially creates duality. So at the core of this, you yourself are the energy source or the spirit source that's translated into a linear time stream, more or less, so that you can be at the control panel of observing space-time through the third eye. Now, in having established that, the attitude of opening up the third eye, you have to access a deeper clarity, and you have to access a deeper insight into daily events. So that's the beginning of opening up the third eye. And you have to know without a doubt what is real and what is unreal so that you can separate from your imagination.
Right.
Know that you are presently in the attitude and energy of the third eye.
Right. So how do you separate your imagination, Neil, from the third eye? We do have a caller we're going to take in a minute. So someone found our show today. That's exciting.
Good.
But go ahead. I want to get that.
Well,
that started. I know you're not going to be able to answer in 2 minutes.
No, but I'm not. But there are the attitude of knowing that your third eye is open is to, you have to kind of look into the levels of physicality in terms of your eye. You have to understand first that everything is energy, vibration, or rhythm. So everything that you're going to be experiencing is essentially energy or rhythm. Two, that you have to understand the concept of immortality, that things just don't die. So you have to feel that anything is discernible in the universe. So therefore, you have to heighten your sensitivity, and you have to kind of sense and feel maybe the blood pulsating in your body, the pulsating sense of light in the energy around you. So if you can start to see that, and then when you're sensing that and feeling that, if you close your eyes and you do not see pure darkness when your eyes are closed, you know you're starting to become a little bit aware that your third eye is open, because it's actually your pineal gland, your sixth chakra is your third eye. So you can understand the concept of the third eye by first understanding that it's a vibration that can be manifested into a vision.
Okay. Let's take a couple callers because we are dedicating the show just to readings. And of course, now we're getting a few people. So I'm going to find out how these callers found us. So everybody in the queue is getting a reading, of course, but please keep your place in line because it makes it a little bit easier for me to take callers in the order that they are received. Okay. 843 is first. 219 is next. 843. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
My name is Bob.
Bob?
Yep.
Okay.
First of all, I'd like to say thank you for taking my call. I really do think that Jesus brought me to your channel to help me. Hallelujah. I've been trying to get on more Christian shows. I know this isn't a Christian show. I know that this is a psychic reading show, but I don't know. I think you can help me, really. You still there?
We're still here, but we can't hear you very well. It's actually
you're a little bit faint.
You can't. What? Can you hear me now?
Bob? Yeah, it's better.
That's better, Bob.
Okay, gotcha. Basically, what I just said is, I've been trying to get on Christian shows for more help. I'm a born again Christian. Hallelujah. I'm married. Basically, I go on long business trips. Okay, and I'm in a man named Trayvon. Again, I'm married. I'm a Christian man. Trayvon had this air about him that I found intoxicating. Again, I'm a Christian man. Okay. And basically, this is
a dramatic story.
Yeah.
Wow, very dramatic.
Yeah, my wife doesn't know about any of this. You know, she's at work right now. Basically, I was wondering if you could read, if you can give me a psychic reading as to when Trayvon is gonna fuck my tight little beehole.
When he's gonna what?
Bye bye.
He's gonna what?
You didn't. He's vulgar. He's been cut.
Oh. I couldn't hear the whole language of what he was saying. So.
Well, now I have his phone number. Ah. Let's take 219.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Liz from Indiana.
Hi, Liz from Indiana.
That other caller, that was freaky.
I know. Well, I was aware pretty quickly into the...
I couldn't even hear him.
So as I, yeah, something was...
Yeah, he was, yeah, it was obvious that he was, you know, trying to have fun with the psychic. You didn't...
I couldn't hear him, so I didn't know.
How can you not hear?
I couldn't hear his voice.
I could, yeah.
We're sorry. We apologize.
The voices seem low to me.
Well, this is the top volume. I think probably I need to go into the internal settings of my computer and turn up the volume. But anyway, Liz, we're glad to have you here. Sorry about that. What's your birth date, Liz?
October 29th,
57. Have we spoken with you before?
Yes, a while back.
Yeah, I remember you. 10,
57 or 60?
12.
67.
67, 6'7", 11, 12, 22, and 13. So she's a 35'8", is that what you're getting?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And Liz, what's your question?
My question is, when are things, I know it's right now everything seems like at a standstill, and I'm wondering when are things going to change or open up, when are doors going to open up?
When are doors going to open up? Well, the first thing we would need to look at, Liz, you're 47 years old, your master number is 8, you're about to make a change this October. So I would say, first of all, things are going to open up in October. But what happened, Liz, when you were 38? And if I've asked you this before, forgive me, I just need to refresh my memory here. When you were 35 years old, 1997, that would be 2002.
Are you there, Liz?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, that was odd. Did you hear that
noise? In 2002, what was going on in 2002, Liz, when you were 35?
Oh, geez, 2002? God, I can't even remember. I believe I was going to school at the time for my degree. 2002, geez. I was out of work. I was looking for work.
And what was your degree in?
Paralegal.
Oh, paralegal. Okay. Well, you know, your energy, the 29 in your day is problematic for difficulties, and you have a 10, you have a 0 in your month. Again, a little bit problematic in your former life, you know, before the age of 35, you had a lot of things, a lot of difficulties. You've gone through quite a bit, Liz, in terms of the challenges of your life, which might have been a dysfunctional kind of, or a kind of disjointed family upbringing. There might have been even a divorce.
No.
I'm sorry?
No, no divorce. Just kind of like married but separate. That makes sense with my parents.
Yeah. Married but separate, disjointed. So shy of a divorce, it would be a disjointed connection. Somewhere in the earlier years or your upbringing or somewhere, there might have been some, you connected to someone who had a drug or alcohol problem. There might have been something like that. So you're validating that, I see. And so the energy of your life up to this point is not surprising that it's been difficult. But I do see a break when you're 48, which is not too far from now. So when you're 48, that's when I'm anticipating the break's going to come in your life. Now, around that time, I don't know where you're going to be going, but around that time, I get a sense of you traveling. So it's right after September. It's around your birthday. Well, it's the end of your of October. Actually, you're born on the same day and month as my father. There's going to be some traveling going on. And it's weird, Liz, because I see like a cityscape near water. I don't know if you are you right now anywhere near water in your life?
No.
No? Are you planning any trips in the near future that would be connected to water?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of. Have you ever been to Chicago?
She's in Indiana. I bet she has. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know. I didn't know where she was. Have you been to Chicago?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any draw there? Have you ever had any history there? Any episodes of your life there?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. Well, for some reason, Liz, I'm picking up Chicago with you, and I didn't know where you were located before I said it, but I'm picking up Chicago with you.
Okay.
And so there's something about that cityscape. There's a cityscape, and it's near water, there's this big arch.
Are you thinking of St. Louis?
I don't
know. St. Louis? St. Louis is the twin cities, right? St. Louis and
I don't know.
And they have arches, arches. Yeah. St. Louis, Missouri.
I don't know if there's anything around there, but I'm picking up that vibe with you, and for some reason, if that leads us to a change in your life, it would be something to do with that area, and maybe around the time of October. Do you have any family there? Anybody of interest there?
Yes, my boyfriend lives in Chicago.
Oh, your boyfriend lives in Chicago.
And can I correct something first? Because the Twin Cities are not St. Louis. It's St. Paul and Minneapolis. I'm dumb. But,
yeah, that would make more.
Yeah, I was like...
Well...
Searching for my geographical compartment of my brain. But anyway...
Liz...
But that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
Chicago?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so your boyfriend's in Chicago. Is there any conflict you have with him, or is he going through any kind of conflict? Is there any difficulty right now going on in the relationship?
In the relationship, yes.
Okay, but you still refer to him as your boyfriend, huh?
Yes.
This is the vibe I'm getting from you today, Liz, is that it has something to do with Chicago, your boyfriend, a conflict, and maybe something resolved by October where there's going to be changes made. And I don't know why, but I'm seeing an animal around your boyfriend. Does he or has he ever had a pet? Of any kind?
Where he lives at, he takes care of this his brother-in-law's cat.
Oh, so he's taking care of his brother-in-law's cat. Okay, well, yeah, you know, I think that
I think that the idea of your life changing has something to do with your journey in this lifetime with your boyfriend and what's going to occur from there, which could be examined in depth, but that's part of the unit of or the crisis, if you want to call it, that you're in right now, where you're sort of indecisive about things. It has to do with him. I'm seeing two siblings too. Who around you would have two siblings?
I have siblings and he has siblings.
He has siblings, Liz?
Yes.
Okay, well, what's the problem? If you want, you can, without going into mentioning his name, if you want to discuss the problem, you can do that.
Problem.
If you're having any difficulty with your boyfriend now, is there anything you want to share?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay.
I know it's really hard to hear, Liz. I know it's partially on our end, but if you could talk right into the phone, it'd be great.
Sorry. No, it's just, I don't know if he's really ready to settle down. There's really, I mean, we're going to be together 2 years next month, but I'm at a crossroads myself, wondering if I should really stick with him or just end it. So there's been so much that went on between us that it really has changed me a lot.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to tell you what to do or anything like that, but my hunch is that if you're looking for a higher energy, you're probably not going to find it there. I mean, you might, probably not.
Yeah, I know.
And moving forward or moving out of the relationship, given that you have a discussion with him to see where he's at in it, might be a wise thing to do if he's not really ready to commit or be at the same vibrational field you're in. I have a sense that the breakup of the relationship is going to change your life. But if you decide to stay with him because he is making a commitment, then again, your life would change. So a life change is coming. You know, this September is going to be 2 years, and we're just shy of your birth date at 48. And by the time you reach 48, which is within a month or two, we're getting so close to our discussion today that your life's about to change that I think I'm pretty accurate. And, you know, I mean, your boyfriend, it seems like maybe there was a chance that you could have had with him to where the two of you might have had a chance of transcending together into a higher vibrational field on the planet. But you've gone through a lot with him. You've learned a lot. So it's a lot of karma that you've experienced and had to go through with him. And, you know, what?
Nothing. I just have, there's some weird things going on with my computer today. Go on.
And you know, that might just be a karmic note, not a transcendent note. But the ending of the karmic note may lead you to something of higher intention. So, you know, I mean, in a more in-depth reading, do we have any other callers?
We have no other callers.
Huh?
We have other callers. We're not visible.
Are you there, Liz?
Yes, I am.
Hi, so sorry. We got disconnected from the studio. We've had a lot of technical issues lately, which is partially why we're broadcasting on a Saturday, just because we want to test what's going on. Yeah, so anyway, thanks for bearing with us. Go on, Neil.
You know, I mean, Liz, you can give me your birth, or give me her his birth date if you want. Don't mention his name, but if you want, you can give me his birth date.
Okay, February 16th, 1964.
February 16th, 1964.
Yes.
He's a 2911 too.
Yeah.
That's part of the problem. And, well, I mean, obviously it's her day, 29.
Yeah, it's past life.
Oh,
it,
yeah.
It's total past life. He's a 29-11-2. That's your day. Together you become a 28 or a 10. Together you become a 10. That's your month. Your years are interchangeable, though. Your 6 to his 4 is 64. And his 6 crossed over to your 7 is 67. So that's why... That's why
yeah.
he's come in now, because it's a karmic relationship.
Yes.
But it had a kind of chance to go beyond that. But since his not master number is 2 and you're going on your second year and it doesn't look too good, this may be the tail end of the relationship. I would have to hear more about some details going on, but it, you know, I mean, The ambiguity, Liz, is that you two are together to get through karma that
mm-hmm.
you both produced as a team together. But beyond that, there is some suggestion that something can be of a higher status in the relationship. Now, that's only if you strive together as a team to reach that, because it's
mm-hmm.
there. If you don't, you're not obligated to stay with him. It just means that he's not going to be the fellow you transcend with.
Mm.
But you want to release him with having the karma resolved. That's what you want to do if you're going to do anything. And it seems to me that maybe in September, it could be the most telling month about doing that. What seems, you know, you said he's not ready to make a commitment. If someone is reluctant, then it's a good sign they're reluctant.
Mm.
And trying to work to build a relationship with someone who's got cold feet is difficult. It's possible if there's a karmic connection that's deep enough to make something happen. And in your case with him, go ahead.
No, that's what you're saying, that karmic thing, because it all ties into that. I, for some strange reason, when I met him, that's what kind of kept going in my head, the karmic thing, something there that I don't know if it's yet to be resolved or I don't, I can't really put my, I really can't say it. It's there, but I can't get the word out what it's supposed to be, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'd have to kind of go into more depth to see what the nature is of it. My sense of this is that if we were to go deep and back into time, I mean, way back into time, I think he was a family member. But, you know, a lot of family members in a tribal setting, people can come back and evolve in such a way that who was once your family member is now your companion, you know, your physical companion, your emotional companion. But I do think there's probably some sense of family history between the two of you in a past life setting.
Yeah.
Is there anybody involved on his side in religion? Anyone who went the religious route deep in the family?
That went to what?
The religious. Anybody who has a strong foothold in religion on his side of the family in his past.
His mother, but she's deceased.
And what did she do?
She was a nurse. That's, she wanted to be a nun, but unfortunately she didn't. Wanted to do nursing,
okay.
But
well, you know what's interesting is that when you said you were a paralegal, I was picking up a nurse, so it could be that she's in the reading. It's possible I'm perceiving some of her vibration,
mm-hmm.
and if she's
yes.
sort of involved in her son's well-being, she
yes.
could be around trying to.
Yes, that's the feeling I get. I wish I could go. Yes, I would love to go more into detail with you. And how do I do that?
Well, what you would do, Liz, is call Neil directly. His number is 562-596-7818. And of course, it's on the Blog Talk Radio site as well. So you just go to our profile.
Okay, and I got I got 562-596-7818.
Obviously, you've written it down, but it's also, if you, you know, should lose whatever you wrote it on, it's in the show description. And today was a bit of a luxury because it's a light day, but we're glad you made it to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Anything else?
Yeah, if you want to call, I mean, it's up to you. If you want to call, you can even call today after we've closed the show. But Whatever your comfort level is, Liz, and we can go into it on, you know, and discuss other things in further detail.
Okay, Liz. Okay. Thank you so much.
Great.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Well.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, how long did we make the show?
I don't know. I'm going to have to edit out most of the show. Unfortunately,
well, you can still have a short content show on, right?
Yeah, I'm going to have to make it private and then work on the editing, which I haven't really done.
So will it go up in archives?
I suppose. I mean, we'll get that reading up there at least. But I guess that's it for us today, Neil. Thanks to our caller, and we will see you Monday or hear from you on Monday. Bye bye.